it was a big game for the coaching team and the management team, let's be honest with you, because a semi-final last year was all right but not good enough, and a semi-final this year would have been the same. So to get over the line and get that, you know, Ulster League final and then Ulster Championship, is I suppose it just shows the work that you're going to do, go with it, be it extra, it pushes on and it works.
Colley, a lot of planning had to go into that because Derry had a lot of big threats in there that had to be dealt with, and yeah, you did that successfully.
Yeah, well, we did, and credit to the lads, you know, the boys that had, you know, we had our boys to shut men down and then the boys to break and then the boys to finish, and everybody did their job well. You know, we had a lot of experience from Derry last year. We didn't get a chance to look at them in the league, but you know, we used our time well, and fair play to the backroom team that had the things well planned out and well organised, and the matchups, and we've been working really well, a good similar pattern to train the last 2 or 3 weeks, and you know, but that's grand, you have to turn up and do it.
Derry have caused their own a lot of hurt over the past few seasons. It was good to get one back there and a crucial game.
It was, because you know, just the previous interviewer said about, you know, we have a tradition of getting us to the finals, but when you look back through the roster, we haven't been there in 5, 6, maybe 7 years for us to final for minors, and for a county like Tyrone, you know, it isn't good enough, and we would always raise ourselves to Tyrone standards, and in fairness tonight, that was a Tyrone performance. You know, we defended tight, you know, we were good in midfield because we supported the man who was jumping, and up inside we were sticky and we stuck the ball and we kept it well. Maybe the first 3 or 4 tacks a bit nervous, but we got into our groove and we looked on, they, you know, came out of the bushes and just took the show.
Well, he did. It was a midsummer's night's dream for him, I suppose. He came from nowhere, first start in the championship.
He came from nowhere on the pitch here, but he's been working away, I suppose, in the shadow of Mark Devlin and Daniel Fullerton, and tonight he stepped up on his own man, and you know, and he took over from the standard the boys set the last day. But he's been doing that sort of stuff in training and for St. Pat's Academy and for his club, and again, you know, it's just about him biting his lip and biding his time. He's worked very hard through club games, through practice games, and fair play to him, he took his chance with both hands, and I know the lad really well that he'll not get carried away and he'll come back looking better.
But for a young fella who hadn't been starting, hadn't been getting a lot of game time, he played with incredible confidence there tonight.
He did, and that's all credit to himself and his family. He's a real good level headed lad. I know him fairly well, and as I say, he's just a real good solid character, and that's the type of lads you need back front and midfield, and you know, we feel we definitely have more of those lads compared to last year.
And you're meeting Monaghan now for the second time. They turned you over at Carrickmore on what was a disappointing afternoon, but it's good to get another crack at them.
Well, that has been our reference point since Carrickmore in the championship. You know, up to that we hadn't lost, and then unfortunately the wheels came off that day, and you know, we'll keep coming back to the 4-point hammer. That's what we refer to as. So, you know, that'll be a reference point again. But again, it's a bit like Derry. You can do all the plans and look at it, but we have to put a plan in place, and the last day's plan failed, so we have 3 weeks to get something better.